Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually satisfying topics in the entire specification, electrolysis. This is the part of chemistry where electricity literally rips apart ionic compounds. And once you understand what's happening at each electrode, you'll find exam questions on this topic genuinely satisfying to answer. Electrolysis sits within the chemical changes topic, and it comes up in virtually every GCSE chemistry paper. Whether that's a short 2-mark question asking you to identify products, or a 6-mark extended response asking you to explain what happens at each electrode with half equations, by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to tackle all of those. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute basics. What is electrolysis? Electrolysis is the process of using direct current, that's DC electricity, to decompose an electrolyte. The word decompose just means break down. So we're using electricity to break apart a compound. Now, an electrolyte is an ionic compound that is either molten, meaning it's been melted, or dissolved in water to form an aqueous solution. The key thing about ionic compounds is that they contain charged particles called ions, and ions can only move freely when the compound is molten or dissolved. In a solid ionic compound, the ions are locked in a lattice and can't move, so solid ionic compounds cannot be electrolyzed. So, molten or aqueous, those are your two states for electrolysis. Keep that in mind because it's a classic exam trap. Now, when you set up an electrolysis cell, you have two electrodes. These are the conductors that dip into the electrolyte and connect to the power supply. The electrode connected to the negative terminal of the power supply is called the cathode. The electrode connected to the positive terminal is called the anode. Here's your first memory hook. Panic, P-A-N-I-C, positive anode, negative, is cathode. Say it with me. Positive anode, negative is cathode. Panic. That's going to save you marks. Now, because opposite charges attract, the positive ions in the electrolyte, called cations, are attracted to the negative cathode, and the negative ions, called anions, are attracted to the positive anode. Cations to cathode, anions to anode. Notice how cation and cathode both start with the letter C? That's another little hook to help you remember. What happens when the ions reach the electrodes? This is where oxidation and reduction come in. At the cathode, cations gain electrons from the electrode. Gaining electrons is reduction. So reduction happens at the cathode. At the anode, anions lose electrons to the electrode. Losing electrons is oxidation. So oxidation happens at the anode. Your memory hook here is OIL rig. Oxidation is loss, reduction is gain. Of electrons, that is, OIL rig. You've probably heard this one before, but it's absolutely essential for electrolysis. Now let's talk about half equations because these come up a lot in the higher tier questions and they're worth practicing carefully. A half equation shows what happens at just one electrode. Let's take the electrolysis of molten lead bromide as an example. At the cathode, lead ions, which are Pb2+, gain 2 electrons to form lead atoms. Written as a half equation, that's Pb2+, plus 2 electrons, gives Pb. This is reduction. The lead ions gain electrons. At the anode, bromide ions, Br minus, each lose 1 electron, but bromine forms molecules of Br 2, so 2 bromide ions are needed. The half equation is 2 Br minus minus 2 electrons gives Br 2. This is oxidation. The bromide ions lose electrons. When you write half equations, always check that the charges balance on both sides. That's the most common error examiners see. Unbalanced charges. Now let's move on to aqueous solutions because this is where it gets a bit more interesting and a bit trickier. When an ionic compound is dissolved in water, you don't just have the ions from the compound. You also have hydrogen ions and hydroxide ions from the water itself. This means there's competition at the electrodes. At the cathode, the question is, which positive ion gets reduced? If the metal ion is below hydrogen in the reactivity series, like copper, then the metal is preferentially discharged. Copper ions are reduced to copper metal. But if the metal is above hydrogen in the reactivity series, like sodium, then hydrogen ions are preferentially discharged instead. You get hydrogen gas at the cathode, not sodium metal. At the anode, the question is, which negative ion gets oxidized? If there are halide ions present, chloride, bromide, or iodide, they are preferentially discharged, producing a halogen gas. So if you electrolyze sodium chloride solution, you get chlorine gas at the anode. But if there are no halide ions, like in sodium sulfate solution or acidified water, then hydroxide ions from the water are discharged instead, producing oxygen gas. Let me give you the key products to memorize for common electrolytes. Copper chloride solution, cathode gives copper, anode gives chlorine. Sodium chloride solution, cathode gives hydrogen, anode gives chlorine. Sodium sulfate solution or acidified water, cathode gives hydrogen, anode gives oxygen. Molten lead bromide, cathode gives lead, anode gives bromine. These are the classic exam examples. Learn them cold. Finally, let's talk about the purification of copper. This is a required practical application that examiners love to test. Impure copper is used as the anode. Pure copper is used as the cathode. The electrolyte is copper sulfate solution. When the current flows, copper atoms at the impure anode are oxidized. They lose electrons and become copper 2 plus ions, which dissolve into the solution. At the cathode, those copper 2 plus ions are reduced. They gain electrons and are deposited as pure copper. The impurities from the anode don't dissolve. They fall to the bottom as anode sludge. Over time, the anode gets smaller and the cathode gets bigger, and the copper sulfate solution stays the same concentration throughout. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip one, always state whether the electrolyte is molten or aqueous before you start explaining products. Examiners are looking for this distinction, and it changes your answer completely. Tip two, when writing half equations, balance the charges first, then check the atoms. The most common error is writing an equation where the charges don't add up. For example, writing SuU2 plus 1 electron gives SuU, that's wrong because the charges don't balance. It should be SuU2 plus 2 electrons gives SuU. Tip 3. Don't forget state symbols. In half equations, examiners expect you to include them. Cu2 plus is aqueous, Cu is solid, Cl2 is gas. Missing state symbols is a very common reason candidates lose marks. Tip 4. For explain questions worth 4 or more marks, use the word because to link your cause and effect. Don't just say hydrogen is produced at the cathode. Say hydrogen is produced at the cathode because hydrogen ions are preferentially discharged over sodium ions, as sodium is higher in the reactivity series. That's the kind of answer that earns full marks. Tip 5. In the copper purification question, candidates often forget to explain why the solution stays the same concentration. The reason is that the rate of copper dissolving from the anode equals the rate of copper depositing at the cathode. One mark that many students miss. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then I'll give the answer. Question one, what does PANIC stand for? Positive anode, negative is cathode. Question two, what type of current is used in electrolysis? Direct current, DC. Question three, at which electrode does reduction occur? The cathode. Question 4. What gas is produced at the anode when electrolyzing sodium chloride solution? Chlorine. Question 5. In copper purification, what happens to the anode over time? It gets smaller as copper dissolves into the solution. Question 6. What is a Weyl rig? Oxidation is loss, reduction is gain of electrons. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. One, electrolysis uses DC electricity to decompose an electrolyte, which must be molten or aqueous. Two, cations go to the cathode, anions go to the anode. PANIC, positive anode, negative, is cathode. Three, reduction at the cathode, ions gain electrons. Oxidation at the anode, ions lose electrons. OIL rig, or in aqueous solutions, check the reactivity series for cathode products and check for halide ions for anode products. 5. In copper purification, the anode dissolves, the cathode grows, and the solution concentration stays constant. Always include state symbols in half equations and always balance the charges. That's everything you need for electrolysis. You've got this. Go back and test yourself on those half equations and make sure you can draw and label an electrolysis cell from memory. Good luck in your exams. I know you'll smash it.